$21 billion if voters reject the budget-related measures on the ballot next Tuesday. The governor also proposes to borrow from local governments and sell off state properties such as San Quentin, Cal Expo, and the L.A. Coliseum.
We have to do the same thing as the people do. We should go through the same struggles the people do. That's why I say let's sell off the property that we have. We have some prime properties.
Abbott Dutton reporting.
On this date in 1905, Las Vegas, Nevada was founded. In case you're wondering about such things, in Vegas there's one operating slot machine for every eight residents. I'm Greg Moore. That's news from the Information Radio Network.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Perutka from the Institute and the Constitution. And we're going to be talking about, well, whatever Michael wants to talk about. Before I get to that, I wanted to mention something I read this morning, which I thought was shocking. And believe me, with all the things we're seeing, to find something that's really shocking, it's got to be pretty bad. But there's a woman named Meredith Whitney. Meredith Whitney, and she is a financial analyst. She's very well respected on Wall Street. She's worked for some of the biggest banks. And she has a site known as called fiercefinance.com. fiercefinance.com, and I'd suggest if you don't go there, it's worthwhile getting on her list and getting an email from her just about every day. But she's pointing out that suddenly the major banks are going to begin to cut back dramatically on lending. Now, we've been told all along, everything that's being done, we're giving the TARP funds to the banks so they will lend. We gave all this money to AIG so they could give it to Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan Chase so they could lend and keep the economy going. And suddenly we're realizing that the major banks, specifically Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan, are going to cut off their loans to small businesses and large businesses. And this is a new program, and this is just going to plunge this whole cascade of economic failures simply further into the chasm. And this really, because up until now, there's certainly been a certain amount of lending going on, but they're really going to work to limit it, to limit the credit card lending. And this is going to add insult to injury. And then next week, of course, we're going to have the legislation, the propositions voted on here in California. And if the public turns down the request of the governor and the legislature for more taxes, which I think they're going to do, suddenly, why, the state of California has got to be another $20 or $30 billion in the hole and getting worse every single day. And when they're really going to have to start cutting back and firing people and laying off people. And certainly the governor's talking about selling off San Quentin, selling off the Los Angeles Coliseum, beginning to sell off property, anything to raise money, which, of course, what they should have done a long time ago. They're talking about letting prisoners go. Probably a lot of them will be nonviolent prisoners, but having to begin to close down the prisons. Well, we need to really cut back on all of these things. It's going to be tough on a lot of people. But California, the seventh largest economy in the entire world, if California were a nation, we would be the seventh largest economy in the entire world. And California is on the brink of bankruptcy, as are so many other nations. Well, with that as the background and that cheerful news, let's go to Michael Perutka. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Dr. Stanton, it is an honor to be with you. Thank you so much for your hospitality. It's always just a real privilege to be on your program and to talk to you and your listeners.
Well, why don't you tell us what's on your mind, what's on your heart?
Well, I was just listening to your introduction there, Dr. Stanton, and certainly there is a great deal of chaos and treachery going on, and there's going to be very, very great displacements. I think one of the things I think that is a theme of what we ought to talk about to some extent is the fact that it's not an accident, that it's planned, and it's on purpose. But let me start, if I could, with just a little bit of good news that I just heard on, and maybe you heard it, because as I was waiting to come on with you, I heard the news there that astronaut, I think his name is Michael Good, there was a report on the news that he's up in the spaceship Atlantis, I think it's called, the ship that's up there now repairing the Hubble telescope. And the word was, the news report was that they played a hymn for him this morning at his request that was to start their day. And he actually said that he was going out to work on the Hubble spacescope, and he said he hoped it would bring glory to the Lord of all creation. And that is such an unusual thing to hear on the news, an unusual thing to hear somebody in that kind of position actually say that. I think we should rejoice that there is, and by the way, that statement, I believe, Dr., and is very consistent with the American view of law and government and the biblical view that we talk about at Institute on the Constitution. So I wanted to kind of use that as a jumping off point here. I was encouraged to hear that kind of a news report. As you know, at Institute on the Constitution, Dr. Stan, we're trying our best through teaching of American history and the principles of that underlie our constitutional republic. We're trying to get people to think like Americans again. And we think that's very important to the restoration of a godly and righteous and American republic, constitutional republic. One of the main troubles is we've forgotten what the principles were that on which our country was originally founded, and because as a body politic, as a people, as a culture, we've forgotten those things. They're no longer in play, and because they're no longer in play, this chaos and treachery and the oppression and the tyranny gets full reign over us. But we have to resist those that tyranny and that oppression. But it's very important, we think, to get the basics of the American understanding of law and liberty and government so that we can, in an organized way, seek to restore our republic.
Well, I certainly would echo that, and certainly we know that the Supreme Court, back in 1893, reaffirmed that America was a Christian nation. Not that everybody was a Christian, but it was built upon Christian principles and Christian ideals, and basically the thrust of our nation was that of a Christian nation. Now, there is no justification for taking God and prayer out of our schools, other than the fact that there really are people who hate Christianity, and some of them were appointed to the Supreme Court by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and others were appointed by Harry Truman, both who were Masons, who, of course, hated Christianity and everything our nation stands for. So, basically, I think it's vitally important that people understand that if we lose our Christian foundation, then we lose our nation, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And when that Spirit has been removed, liberty will soon be forgotten.
And, of course, what has occurred, I believe, Dr. Stan, is that what is remarkable and wonderful about the biblical standard. And what is wonderful about a constitutional standard is that it's a fixed standard. And that's as opposed to what we now hear by many of the talking heads who, many of us who do honor and revere the American view, kind of get led into, I believe, a wrong path. And let me use this as an example of what I'm talking about. Sean Hannity today on his program was on his program many times, he begins his segments by saying conservatism in exile, or the underground conservative, you know. And there are many, he's not alone in this, there are many commentators that are on the major media, and they claim to be conservative, and they hold up conservatism as a standard that we should rally around. And of course, I would suggest that that's a very dangerous way to think, because it's because conservatism actually means nothing. It's because it's not the opposite of liberalism or progressivism, and this is nothing new. But if you just picture that as a liberal moves farther and farther to the left, does a conservative move farther and farther to the right to balance that out? Well, of course not. What the conservative position in policy always does, historically we know this, and we know it from our own personal history. We know,
Michael, I'm going to have to interrupt you because we're going to a break. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Perugia. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case of a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237, extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115, to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237, extension 115, for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is Michael Perutka, and we're talking about the Christian foundation of this country. It was founded by Christians, and the whole idea was that men had the right to be free, not because they were men, but because God gave us those rights. Certainly, in most countries, people think they ought to be free, and they are free until the government wants to step in and take away their freedom. But in America, our freedom came from God. That was a statement in the Declaration of Independence. Independence is one of the most brilliant documents ever written. So you need to understand why America is different than other nations. It was different because institutions were, the government was instituted among men to preserve our God-given rights. That's what it says in the Declaration of Independence. You must understand that. And, of course, that is never taught in our schools, in our law schools. And unless we get back to our Christian foundation, we are going to lose this country. But you go right ahead, Michael.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. As a matter of fact, I was talking about the need for a fixed standard, and that is built into the original idea of America and American law and government. G.K. Chesterton once commented that the United States might be the only country ever founded on a creed, that is to say, a system of beliefs, an organized way of understanding both the known and the unknown, including the origin of species and the origin of other species and our proper relationship to them and the forces that set all things in motion and sustains them. And so Chesterton is saying that it's founded on a religion. Of course, as you say, that religion is Christianity. What our founders did was set that forth very clearly and I think pretty concisely and precisely in our declaration. And this is what we teach. As you say, it's not taught in schools anymore in America. And it's not supported by the media, the major media that we see. But the political expression, basically, of an American goes like this. It goes, number one, there is a God. God exists. God created man. God's active in the affairs of men, and our rights to life, liberty, and property come from God. And the God-ordained purpose and obligation of government is to protect those God-given rights. It's not to redistribute wealth. It's not to create money out of thin air. It's not to bail out the banks. It's not to make sure your seatbelt is buckled or your helmet is on or that you're financially secure or insecure. It's not to do any of those things. It's to protect God-given rights. And our founders went on to say, whenever any government doesn't do that, then you ought to replace it. You ought to alter or abolish it, they said. So this is the American view, which isn't taught in government schools, because government has become abusive of these ends, of this type of government, of this type of understanding, and this type of belief system. So that's what this is doing, the Constitution is all about. And I urge people to go to IOTC Online. That stands for Institute on the Constitution. It's IOTCOnline.com, and learn about how not only you can learn about these principles, But you can obtain materials and resources so that you can teach your family, teach others. We publish some materials that are very helpful for you to do that. And now, Dr. Stan, we've lost count of how many people across America have taken advantage of this program. We know that it's been taught in every state, and we know that there's thousands and thousands of people that have done it, but we just have I'm happy to say we've lost count of how many people have. But we think it's very important to keep us out of certain thinking traps that we are led into by our exposure to government schools and by our exposure to the media and by our exposure to what government is trying to indoctrinate us with. And one of the ones that we were talking about just a minute ago, if I could go back to that, was the whole idea of being conservative. Conservatism, if you call yourself a conservative or if you call yourself a liberal or even if you call yourself a moderate, you might be falling into one of those traps. And the point I wanted to make is that when the president or any elected official or appointed official, when they take their oath of office, when they take that oath of office, they invoke the wrath of God against them if they're unfaithful to that oath. And that's a serious thing. And so a serious, specific standard is pronounced and declared when that happens. And the oath taken declares an allegiance to, we all watch the president, he takes an oath to what? To protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And an official where I live would also take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the state of Maryland, and where you are, it would be California, et cetera. That oath doesn't say, Dr. Stan, they don't say, I hereby solemnly promise to be conservative. Or it doesn't say, I hereby swear that I will follow what are presently considered to be conservative principles. You know, because as you know, the things that are called conservative principles, sometimes called common sense principles, they vary not only from person to person, but from time to time, and that's the trap. I hear conservatives now on the radio trying to justify and defend torture. How did that happen? I mean, how did the conservative position become to defend Dick Cheney, who has, of course, obviously lied to us about weapons of mass destruction, and now he's held up as a paragon of virtue to tell us this torture was a good thing. It saved American lives. I mean, somehow the accepted conservative position is to defend that now, which of course is morally impermissible and indefensible. So that's I think why it's vitally important to go back and understand the true principles of American law and government and the true fixed standard from which it springs. We don't get lulled into these traps.
Well, I think it's so vitally important to understand that nothing is as it appears to be, and we always say reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. How do you understand what's going on today? You can't understand why we have all these conservatives, so-called conservatives, on radio and television putting out false information. It is because they are simply playing a part. And then we have our liberals, and they play a part. And we have our members of Congress, and some of them purport to be conservatives, and some of them purport to be liberal, but most of them are simply actors on a stage. The creating our reality. What we have to understand is the very essence of everything going on, and that is that there is a massive conspiracy against God and everything God stands for and everything that is worthwhile and righteous and noble in the world. And when you understand that, and certainly the Bible will back that up, you can look up the word conspiracy in a Strong's Concordance and find it used repeatedly. And what it really signifies is that there are people who want to destroy Christianity and moral values. And, of course, if we compromise our principles on the issue of torture or going to war simply because we don't like somebody and we're on the verge of going to war with Pakistan, why, we lose our righteousness. And if enough people lose their righteousness, we will lose our nation. Our guest, of course, is Michael Perutka from the Institute of the Constitution. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two to carry on this conversation, but remember, this country was founded on biblical principles, and if we lose them, we lose America. We'll be right back.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror, and pandemic kits, water storage, and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Michael Perutka. And before we go on, Michael, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, what they'll get there, and why they should get in touch with you and get one of your kits and start teaching the basic fundamentals of the American Constitution.
Well, Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, I hope that what we said on this program will hopefully show people why it's important that they should do so. But let me tell you some of the specifics of what there is. We started an institute on the Constitution about 10 years ago, and I, Dr. Stan, I don't know if your listeners might know, I am an attorney. My brother is my law partner, and we were co-founders of the Institute on the Constitution about 10 years ago because we realized that we didn't know everything that we should know in our law practice about the Maryland Constitution and the United States Constitution. We'd sworn an oath to it, but we're pretty ignorant of it. And as we started to get our hands dirty and dig into this thing and try to get our arms around it, we realized that we were woefully, woefully ignorant, and that our whole court system where we live and where we practice, although they say they follow the Constitution and that it's authoritative, nobody's even read it. As a matter of fact, in law schools in Maryland, Dr. Stan, there's two major law schools in the state of Maryland where I live. Neither of them even have a course in the Maryland state constitution, and yet all these attorneys swear an oath to it. Nowhere is it taught. The only place where the Maryland state constitution is taught in the universe, so far as we know, is at the Institute on the Constitution, where we've developed the course so that we can help people to understand what the rules are and what the law is here in Maryland. So we realize that I'm trying to say that there's a dreadful problem of lack of knowledge and a lack of vision so that the people are perishing. So what we put together a series of materials and programs so that not only that we can teach here in Maryland about the United States Constitution, we conduct classes on a continuing basis, but we put together materials so that you can do this anywhere, and we made it very user friendly, very turnkey, so that it includes videos and course materials, including not only outlines of the teaching, but also reinforcement questions, and then tests and true false. So a number of things that you can use that will reinforce the material. And the goal is, as I said earlier in the program, Dr. Stan, is to get Americans to actually understand these basic principles so that we can think like Americans again and not be lulled into these traps where we accept the misinformation and the disinformation that's propagated and propagandized to us by media and by our schools, etc. The enemies of America, Dr. Stan, I know this is a big thought for a lot of people to try to grasp, because people are reluctant to believe in conspiracy theories, which is, of course, is ridiculous, as you say, because conspiracies exist all the time. They're evil. They can be used for evil purposes. So what we're trying to do is to make it possible for people to resist and to be able to see socialist thinking, pagan thinking, un-American thinking when they hear it, and so that they can have discernment and differentiate and know what's truly in an American interest and what isn't. Enemies of America have taken over American schools. They've taken over American government. And if you grasp that concept, then it's no wonder that they don't protect our borders. It's no wonder that they want to take away our guns. It's no wonder that they want to destroy our food sources. It's no wonder they want to herd us back into the cities. It's no wonder they want to get control of all the natural resources. These things make sense when you grasp that the leaders in America, the people who are many of our elected and appointed officials, are working against the American view of law and government. They're working and their allegiance is to a new world order, which requires the submission of America and the downgrading of American standard of living and understanding of law and government, so that we will be subsumed into that new world order. That's a big mouthful, but that's basically why it's so important. If you don't want to be dragged in that undertow, You need to understand what the true rules are. You need to understand where we did come from. You need to understand a biblical view of law and liberty and government. And that's what we try to do in Institute on the Constitution. People can find out about it, Dr. Stan, by going to IOTCOnline.com, IOTCOnline.com, or they can call us at 866-730-9796. It's 866-730-9796. Classes are starting all the time. We encourage people to get the materials and start their own class. Do it with people that you, if there are people that you talk to that share your desire to learn, and know that something's wrong and that you want to dig deeper and get your arms around this problem and see what's going on. Then I encourage people to do that. And then you begin to raise up. Hopefully what we'll do is begin to raise up an army of people who can take their places in civil government, who will be responsible and accountable to this view.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that people understand that the only thing that separates America from every other country in the world is our Constitution. Certainly it has nothing to do with the Purple Mountains' majesty, although we have a beautiful country and with fields of waving grain and beautiful coastlines. But what really it's all about is the Constitution. If you don't understand our founding documents, which are the official law of this land, then you can't understand what's happening. If you want to understand why they're intent upon shipping our manufacturing and our jobs and our wealth to other countries, you have to understand there are people in Washington, D.C., who hate America. Their loyalty is to this idea of a one-world government, as Michael has said so well. And so, but if you want to be effective in this battle, I mean, you get out, jump up and down, you can say, I'm not going to pay my income tax, you can go to tea parties, that's all well and good. But you have to understand the fundamentals, and the fundamentals really begin with learning the Constitution and caring about the Constitution and be able to discuss the Constitution and be able to say what's wrong with most of the things that President Obama, but most of the things that George Bush and Bill Clinton and George Bush I and the Reagan administration, the Bush administration were doing, which were violations of our Constitution. Sure. But if you don't know the Constitution, you're not going to be able to discuss this intelligently. So if you're going to be involved in this battle, here's the place to start. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Dr. Stan. I'm agreeing with you. I think it was Mark Twain once said, it's not that Americans don't know things, it's they know so many things that just aren't true. And we've accepted so many false premises because we don't have this underlying foundational information, and we accept these false premises. And if you just take a recent example, in all this bailout business, there's kind of a common underlying unspoken premise, and that premise is that the government can actually do something to improve the economic vitality of the country. That's this under, but the bad news is that premise is a false one. Government, civil government, can't do anything to improve the economy. It can't create jobs. And for the president to talk about it, and this isn't the only president to talk about creating jobs. Bush did, Clinton did. They talk about to talk about the government creating a job is utter nonsense. Government can't affect the climate, even if it does need correcting, which it doesn't. It can't bring about world peace. And all this should be from even in our own lifetime should be eminently clear to us by now. I mean, this is the government that said that they were going to come and help the victims of Katrina, and all they did was take away their guns, and impoverish them and oppress them. But the more important point, from the constitutional point of view, and this is the kind of thing we would stress and institute on the Constitution, even if the government could do these things, even if it could do them well, and it can't, it never has, it doesn't have the authority to do it. Because the Constitution doesn't, we haven't given the government the authority to do that. And so it doesn't have any authority, even if it could
hold
do
that,
it well.
Hold that thought, Michael. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Michael Perutka. We've got about 6 minutes, so go right ahead, Michael.
Well, Dr. Stan, I wanted to use another example here, if I could. I thank you for the time. Let me ask you a question. Can you read my mind right now?
No, not very well.
Can you read? Well, the federal government is now saying that they can read my mind and your mind and your listeners' mind, Dr. Stan. They're ready to punish you for your thoughts. And if that sounds Orwellian to you, it does to me, too. And if it sounds like Nazi Germany to you, it does to me, too. But recently, Representatives John Conyers and Mark Kirk Conyers of Michigan in Kirk, Illinois, introduced H.R. 1913. I'm sure you've talked about this on your program, during dealing with what they call hate crimes. And Dr. Stan, I was trained as an attorney here in Maryland. It was quite a while ago. It was in the 1970s. But during my whole student experience, I cannot recall ever hearing about something called a hate crime. And I would suggest to you the reason why is because there is no such thing in America. Nazis had hate crimes, and other tyrannical and oppressive regimes have had hate crimes. Russia has had hate crimes. They've sought to punish their subjects for thinking things that their rulers didn't like, but not in America. We didn't have hate crimes here, and we don't. You see, because we don't have rulers, for one thing. We have elected representatives, and we're not subjects. We're citizens who grant authority to those representatives. But we never, and that authority, by the way, if you study the Constitution, you'll know is limited and enumerated, and we never gave anybody the authority to punish us based on our thoughts. And I'm sure of this because I read the Constitution, and I've suggested to your listeners that they could be sure of it too, and not be distracted or misled if they take advantage of things like Institute on the Constitution and study these principles. And then you won't be misled by something as silly and stupid, and I call it silly, but it's not silly. It's very dangerous. It's dangerous and dreadful as something like that they try to convince people that there's such a thing as hate crimes. If I sat on a jury, Dr. Stan, if I ever did sit on a jury, I don't know how I could ever vote to convict somebody of a hate crime. Because there isn't any such thing, not in American jurisprudence. So that's the kind of thing that is an example I'm trying to give of how we need to start thinking like Americans again, and therefore not fall into these and thereby not fall into these traps, and side roads where we get. Where we get our thinking convoluted and we end up going along with dangerous ideas. So I urge people, with whatever time I have left here, Dr. Stan, I want to urge people to contact Institute on the Constitution at iotconline.com, iotconline.com. Also, please, I'm involved in a radio show that's webcast called The American View, and you can go to theamericanview.com, theamericanview.com, where we discuss, as you do on your program, Dr. Stan, these issues of the day, as against the grid of this American view of law and government. And I ask people to call us at 866-730-9796, 866-730-9796, so that we can be helpful. We're starting a new class in Bel Air, Maryland. We have a Bel Air in Maryland, just like you have a Bel Air in California. We have a Pasadena in Maryland, just like you have a Pasadena. And we're starting a class here in Bel Air, Maryland on Tuesday night. I'm really excited about it. It actually grew out of the tea parties that were happening, and some people got together and said, "Would you come and teach us in Bel Air, Maryland?" And so people are hungry for this, Dr. Stan. It's sprouting up all over, and we want everybody, all your listeners, to be part not only of learning these things but teaching them to others. So,
Michael, I want you
the opportunity to speak to you.
I want you to give your telephone number for people to call to get information on the Institute on the Constitution.
Sure, it would be 866-730-9796, 866-730-9796.
And let me recommend this to you out there in the listening audience. It's vitally important that we get everybody in America who cares about freedom to understand the Constitution. There is no better way to do it than the program that Michael has put together. And it's simply a series of video programs that you can run for 30 minutes or an hour in the evenings, depending on how long you want to take. But when you get through, you will have an entirely different grasp of what our founders meant when they wrote the Constitution. Constitution, and you will realize that we have a number of subversive people. In fact, most people in Washington, D.C. are subversives because their loyalty is not to the United States, which they've sworn an oath to support, but to this globalist dream, and of course, in many instances, to another religion. Well, Michael, I want to thank you so very much. It's always a pleasure to have you with us here and at Radio Liberty, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Dr. Stan, thank you so much for your hospitality. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye. Well, that was Michael Perutkin. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed Michael. He's certainly given his life in this battle to educate the American people, and he receives our eternal thanks. So get in touch with him. Get the information. Start a class. Any one of you out there can do it because they give you the videos. They give you the questions to ask. They give you the answers to the questions. And before long, you'll know it as well as anybody. The whole idea of our Constitution was unique and that it limited the power of the federal government. And so men could be free. Liberty and limited government are synonymous. Tyranny and total government are synonymous. And we're moving towards a tyrannical government. So that is all you really need to know. And then when you read, you know, the First Amendment, and what does it say? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or abridging the free exercise thereof. That's what it's all about. It was a restriction on the power of Congress. Didn't say the state, didn't say the city, but it was the whole idea. The reason that they took God and prayer out of our schools is because of the intense hatred of Christianity and the realization that they could destroy the Christian foundation of this nation. They could enslave the people. So join us in this epic struggle, please. Well, certainly we do hope that many of you out there will want to get some of the material we have. If you'd like to support the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get the four best tapes of the month, or the newsletter, or both of them. You can go to our webpage at radioliberty.com and certainly listen to our radio broadcast 9 hours a day. You can watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters and then encourage others to go there. If you'd like to help us financially, there's a donate button. All we can do is suggest you push the donate button and see what happens. And then, of course, we have a great new syllabus. It's called the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It just contains the membership list of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Group of 30, and a little bit about all of these organizations that you need to know. What do you know about the Group of 30? Do you know that other three of Barack Obama's key advisors belong to the Group of 30? There's only 30 people there. Larry Summers, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers. Certainly Paul Volcker, a member of the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg, and the Council on Foreign Relations. Then, of course, Timothy Geithner, he's a real joiner. He's a member, of course, of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the Group of 30. And then the head of the Bank of China is there. What are they doing? Why, ladies and gentlemen, youth probably think there's some sort of a strife between communist China and the United States. But behind this, there are all sorts of secret organizations and spiritual forces that are guiding both nations today. And until you understand that, nothing makes sense as we do everything we can to transfer the military technology to China in preparation for the coming Third World War. And we are going to war, and everything is being done. We're transferring our nuclear technology to Pakistan so we can have a nuclear war with the Muslim world. And if you doubt that, read my January 2008 newsletter at radioliberty.com. So you need the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need the DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, and The Eye of the Phoenix, three of the most outstanding DVDs we have. And then I said that you can get them separately or get them all together at a specially reduced price. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. And, of course, we hope you want to get our new 4-CD set on the Deadly Assassins. You want to get the